Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing. I do that. I work the mouse. On my computer, we don't use the keypad. We use the mouse. Like, I don't understand why people use, like, keypads to move when they have...
This is what you want to start the podcast doing?
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're not just saying. You're, like, using space of our podcast to be like, I use my mouse.
You're right. I'm letting people know how I do things and...
But why? Like, who cares?
Because there's a lot of people that will agree with me going, yeah, I like working
on
my
mouse. Nobody cares. It's like, agree with you. You need people to agree with you on that?
On anything.
Wow. Whoa. I didn't know that. I honestly had no idea you were that completely empty inside, that you're looking for confirmation on literally everything you do. That is one of the things I hate about motherhood, is that everybody's always making sure you're doing exactly what they're doing, because if you're not doing what they're doing and you're doing something different, then you're wrong or they're wrong. Instead of it just being like, okay, we're just doing different things. That's how life works. You do this way, you don't have to go around and tell people, like, and get people to agree with you that the mouse is better than the key. I mean, it's like so
that
ridiculous
was
to have like energy on that.
It's ridiculous that you would go on for a million years about it.
I went on for a million years. Okay, I guess time stops when you're talking and it counts as nothing. And then when I speak, it's like, oh my God, this woman's voice.
That was one of my albums, Still Empty Inside. Remember you said that?
You've done so many albums that I doubt that we could even say anything without it being like, that's one of my albums, or on one of my albums, or I did that joke already, or that's close to what I did, or that had three words that I used.
Oh, really? So you're making fun of me for having seven albums?
I'm saying that anytime I bring anything up,
not anytime,
many, many times you go, I did a joke with that. In fact, I'll do jokes about stuff that has nothing to do with anything, and you'll say, oh, well, that's like this joke or that joke. And it's like, it has like a similar
word.
Well,
I try to help you out so you don't cross-reference with someone else.
But if I tell you something about your jokes, what do you say to me?
I go, oh, I listen to you all the time. If you say take it out or that's not good, just a lot of stuff. In my special, I took out a lot of stuff you told me to take out, so don't act like I don't listen. I do listen. I listen to positive reinforcement, or that might not be the right thing to say, but I listen to constructive criticism, you know.
Excuse me.
That's okay. You don't say excuse me after you cough.
How do you choke on coffee?
I don't know, but drink some more. Get it?
Yes, I get it.
You're all dolled up this morning. Are you going somewhere after this?
What did I tell you about saying dolled up?
Oh.
I said, don't ever say that again. That's fucking insane. I have zero makeup on.
Do you know they're trying to like make it a big thing, because I think it was Pamela Anderson, and celebrities are going to functions without makeup now.
Pam Anderson did it.
Yeah. Is that the only one? Or she started a trend?
That, No, I mean, Alicia Keys has not been wearing makeup for years and years. She decided one day she wasn't going to wear makeup anymore, and she doesn't.
Well, I'm not a fan of hers.
And then Pam Anderson went to Paris Fashion Week without makeup on. And
yeah, why didn't make a big deal?
It's a story that doesn't involve you, so it doesn't matter what you think.
Well, no stories basically involve me. I can still have an opinion on them.
But you could say, like, what? But instead.
And I said, is that a big thing?
I'm going to leave this podcast.
I said, is that a big thing? Didn't I say that?
I'm going to explain it to you.
Well, then don't say it.
Because you're already, I can hear you gearing up for that. Stupid, women are idiots.
I never said that. Have I ever said that? Tell me. That women are idiots. Have I said that?
I don't know about those words, but yeah, probably.
All right, go ahead. About she went to Fashion Week in Paris without makeup, and they turn it into a story. Yes, it doesn't involve me. I was just bringing it up, going, is that a new trend now?
Not here. Obviously, I'm dolled up.
Well, you look good. I'm sorry I complimented you. Oh, that's not a compliment?
No, you look nice or you look good is a compliment. I like the way you look. That's a compliment. You're all dolled up. That's almost an insult.
First of all,
to say dolled up brings me back to the 1770s. And to say, like, you're all dolled up, it is almost an insult. Because basically you're saying, like, look at all this shit you did to yourself. You don't normally look like that.
But
that is what you're
saying.
That's
the same as if you look good. Look at all the stuff you did to yourself.
No, you could say you look good in any realm, at any time, at any juncture in my getting ready or not getting ready. I could be laying in bed. You could be like, well, you look good. Oh, thank you. But when you say, you're all dolled up.
I like that. It's an
can
old
we start over, honestly?
All right, go ahead.
Can we start over?
No, why start over? We had
because I don't like starting.
You're coming out aggressive.
I am irritated by you so quickly. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's no reason to be irritated.
Because I've asked you, can you not say the,
I don't remember you asking me that, but I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Now I remember. You look pretty.
But also, you're always like, you have so much makeup on.
I never said that in my life.
What does all dolled up mean?
I've never said you
what
have.
What does it mean?
Do you look pretty? All dolled up, you look pretty. That doesn't mean you have makeup on. I don't know.
What does all dolled up mean?
It can mean you're.
What is a doll?
It can mean you're dressed up, you're fancy, you're pretty. It doesn't mean.
No, it means you put a lot of effort in. You're all dolled up, right?
I don't think
how
so.
How else could you take it?
That you look good. That maybe that's, you're taking it negative.
No, what do you think it means?
That you
if
look
you
good.
If you thought somebody looked good, you'd say you look good. If you thought they did a lot of work on their appearance, then what do you say?
You say, oh, you did a lot of work on your appearance.
You're all dolled up.
Okay, well, I
you can't acknowledge that that's the truth.
I don't think
what
that's
you're
the
saying.
Truth.
Yes, you do this. It's gaslighting. You say things and then you go, that's not what I was saying. It is what you were saying. You said it in a tone, which you always do, of like, why'd you go do that? Oh, look who's all dolled up. It's a bit of an insult, and you know that.
I don't think so.
It's,
at all. No,
but
you're.
Why do you do it then?
Because I thought you looked good.
Then why wouldn't you say that? Why wouldn't you use the words that you mean?
Well, we see things. We take say, I don't see it the way you see it.
Okay,
I don't think it's negative. I don't think it's negative. And if it is, I won't do it again. That's all. Now I remember you said don't say it again, and I won't say it again. I'll say, oh, you look pretty, or you look good, or fancy. I won't even say fancy. Fancy must be, like, I don't know. I don't know how you break fancy down, but, you
know.
Who
says you look fancy, first of all?
Who says that?
I mean, is that a thing that gets said?
Yeah, you look fancy. You never heard that?
No.
Maybe I haven't. I'm not sure. But anyhow, whoa, we went to trivia night last night. It was crowded.
First of all, I've been begging this family to go to trivia night with me. for a long time. We'd never been able to do it. And last night, we did. We went.
And we had dinner.
We had dinner there. We had to take Raina because Raina's smarter than both of us combined. Rich will argue now back on that.
She's pretty smart.
And we went to trivia night. And then I had to go register us.
It was her idea to go.
I didn't know what I was doing. And then they agreed that our team name would be Voss, which I was like, wait, let's not use our real names. Why did you?
I was going to say Vosses.
Well, we went by Voss. That was our team name. But when I went up to go get the registration, the guy, and I think he might have been a little on the spectrum or something, gave me such an he goes, have you ever done this before? He's a little angry at me right away because he was like, I go, hey, I want to register. And he goes, have you ever done it before? And he kind of laughed like that. And I was like, no, like he could tell already. And then he's explaining it to me and showing it to me. It was like a calculus course. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, and he could tell that I was too dumb to be playing trivia if I couldn't figure out the scoring system.
Wait, what did you say? He could tell what?
I was too dumb to be playing trivia if I couldn't figure out the... But it took 15 minutes for him to explain the scoring system.
Don't exaggerate. It wasn't 15
How
minutes.
How long was I gone?
Maybe 5 minutes, but still...
More than that. I mean, it was... And he kept looking at me and I kept going, uh-huh, okay. Like, not getting it at all. And then go back to the table and then we're like, okay, we're not going to do it because I can't figure out the scoring system. But then we did and it was much easier than... the way that he explained it. And
I mean, this guy's big night. He's running trivia night and he's on the mic.
And it's pretty busy in there.
This is big for him. He has no personality, but he's got the mic.
So I think we were second last after the first round. We were in the second to last place after the first round, weren't we?
I don't know.
Very close to the bottom. Somewhere close to the bottom. Because Rain and I were like, oh, we're not last. We were actually pretty excited. And then we picked up steam. And then we came in seventh after the second round.
No, third place.
No, he didn't read them out in order.
We were not seventh. We were up there. I'm telling you.
No, we weren't. People had 32 points. We had 17.
No, we had 30 something and we had 33 and people had 37, whatever. I thought we were in first place, but then I heard two more. Oh, it doesn't matter. We were in like fourth place, let's say.
Well, Raina said we were in seventh place.
It doesn't matter. We had to leave, but.
Anyway,
he was yelling our name when we didn't have our slip in.
We were trying to quit, and he kept going, Voss, we're waiting for you. VOS, we're waiting for you.
And then,
we were like, oh, God, we can't leave.
And then I had to leave. And first of all, after every question, you had to bring your slip up.
Yeah.
It was Bonnie's idea to go there. She never begged us, but she said, let's go. And we finally went. And she wouldn't bring the slips up. I'm not going up there.
I didn't have the time.
Yeah, after a fight.
Raina wouldn't because she said like half her class works there. So she didn't want to be seen. But she liked it. She had fun. And then when we came home, she was like, that was really fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
We bring our smart. She's our little brain.
I know. It would be horrible if just you and I went.
That rapper song, how did she even know it?
I mean, I don't know. You know, stuff.
She knew how to spell Kekase. Is that what it was?
Kekase.
We knew the answer, but she knew how to spell it in French. So we had to leave, and I told the guy, we got to go. He goes, come back. Like, it was okay. There was nothing wrong with it. I'm sure it's a big night there. The food was decent. It was fun. It was a fun night. But Bonnie goes, let's not join. Let's just play without joining.
Right.
Like I go, we can do that at home.
Oh, Rich got crazy at one point and was going, because I was like trying to opt out of having to get up every time. And then he goes, no, we're playing and we're going to win. And it's just like, and also I came back to the table and said, I don't know the scoring system. I'm too dumb for the scoring system, so we can't play. or whatever. And then the guy did it over the mic, the scoring system.
Oh.
And then you kept going, he's doing it. He's doing it. Instead of just listening and getting it yourself.
Well, you had the paper in front of you, so it didn't matter.
But why didn't you just pick it? I wasn't holding it, but that's what you do.
You were running the night. It was your night.
You do this a lot and just accept it and take it in. You start micromanaging, but you won't. It's like the TV. You won't learn how to work the remote.
I know how to work it. You press it and go HBO.
Then why don't you ever do it? You just sit there until I get there, and then I have to start doing all the stuff and look for the movies and everything.
There's some things I do and some things you do, and we do them better. Like, that's why I said go fill out that stuff on the computer, because you fill out forms quicker and better than me on the computer. That's what you do better. You're a form filler outer, so much better.
Oh my God, I get dolled up and fill out those forms.
Like, oh, really? I get all masculine and head to getting my oil changed. Okay, there's certain things you do.
I know, but you really don't know how to use the remote, and then you constantly are like micromanaging that aspect.
First of all, you don't know how to turn
the
sound
off. But you do that. You don't know something, and then instead of learning it, you just get mad at other people for not knowing it. If I said he explained it to me, I can't figure it out, then when you could have just listened. You could have just been like, okay, let me see if I can figure it out. But instead you're like, he's doing it again.
You had the paper in front of you. It was your night. You controlled it. You brought us to Trivia Night. So you can't. Trivia Night. Trivia.
What is it called?
Trivia. Trivia Night. What's it called?
You really don't even know how to say trivia?
Trivia. So whatever. Trivia Night. You can't bring us there where you've been begging. Watch this. Begging, which you have.
What's that?
Isn't that air quotes?
No, air quotes. You know what quotes are? There's two on either side. So you go like this.
Oh, okay.
What's this? You shouldn't go to Trivia Night. You don't know how to say trivia. You don't know how to do air quotes. Like, what? How are you living this life?
Drug-free. And I'm doing a good job. I'm doing a great job living this life. And so it's your night. Then you get there and go, let's just do it on our own. Well, what's the sense of going if we're not going to play?
We were going to play, but just not put our answers in. Because we didn't end up, I didn't want to stay for the whole thing anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, the place was crowded. People take this serious. And so do I. If I'm competing in something, I don't compete for a ribbon. I compete for a trophy. And
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
I don't compete for a ribbon. I compete for a trophy. I don't get it. It's either or, isn't it? Or does it mean that ribbons are less? What does that mean? Is that a saying or you just made it up?
It's a new saying I put out in the world. I don't compete for a ribbon. I compete for a trophy.
What does it mean, though?
It means like, hey, everybody gets a ribbon, even no matter if you win or lose. And I don't do that. We went there to win. And just like you try to win in life, that's what you want to do. In you know, when you tell a joke, a new one on stage, you want it to work. You don't want it to go, you want it to work. That means you won writing a new joke. So if I'm going to go to a game night.
I'm fully confused.
Why are you confused? It makes a lot of sense. You don't want.
Is this like your paper plate analogy?
What was that one? That was a good one.
You fill your plate unless it's paper, and then it'll. I don't know. I don't remember.
Paper plates are the best thing ever invented. I know it's not great for the environment. You know, I know that. But neither is running water, washing dishes. You know.
Also, things that you are.
Oh really? I didn't fill and do dishes for fucking. Non-stop while you were gone. I emptied and filled.
I know
dishwasher.
This is kind of funny, actually.
Here we go.
Well, no, it is funny.
Instead of coming home and saying good job, you go, now you know my life.
I said good job. I was very happy about it, but you kept bringing it up. I did laundry. I did this, and then I was like, well, you know who does it when you're not when I am there, right? Like, it was just a statement. I said it one time, and you were like, you. Oh my God, you're gonna get upset about that?
I'm not upset at all.
Oh, you're not upset. You're not upset. You seem upset. Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Insane.
I was talking about running the water, not the dishes anyway. You love running water. He'll just start running the water. This is how he does the coffee pot. He takes the coffee pot. Instead of just cleaning it out, he just runs water in it for literally like 9 minutes. He'll walk outside. He doesn't care. He's just like, I'm like, what is that noise? Oh, it's Rich just running. I go to stop the water. No, don't. It's like, it's not doing anything.
First of all,
how does it do anything once it's full of water? Keep having it come out of the
Okay, thing. Here's what I want people to do as listening. Look at your watch and time 9 minutes. Never, ever in my life, and I've been around a while, have I ran water for 9 minutes, ever. I let the coffee pot fill up, then I empty it, then it runs and fills up again. I empty it one more time, and then I fill it, and then it's ready for coffee. So whatever it takes to fill two coffee pots of water, maybe 40 seconds, that's what I do. 9 minutes, and then she exaggerates and then moves her eyes like I'm crazy. See? And our cat got out last night, and we're walking around the neighborhood with flashlights looking for our cat. That's how cats get missing. They get out and they...
Oh, wow. Wow. You heard it here first, folks. That's how cats go missing. We thought that dark entities were coming into the house and stealing people's cats, but Rich, using his own method of discovery, has found out that if you leave a door open, the cat will exit, and that's actually how they go missing. There's no evil vortex that they're going into. Are you insane? Do words just come out of your mouth? Okay, this is a great place to bring up. Rich has been doing this thing lately. I don't know what it is. It's pure mental laziness where you'll tell him something and he'll ask a follow-up question that is insane. Okay, so you'll be like, this is just an example. This didn't really happen, so you don't have to argue this part, but I can't think of a real one, but I'll give you an example of what he'll do. And you'll be like, I gotta go get something out of my car. Where is it? It's my car. It's in the drive. Like, he'll ask these questions that are just insane. Like, what did you ask the other day? Oh, I wish I could remember. It was like, I'm getting something out of the fridge. Is it in the fridge? You're like, why do you do that? You just say the first thing that comes into your head, or you're not paying attention, and so you just let your mind go autopilot, and it's like one of those predictive texts when you're emailing. You know, it picks up one word and then it shoots back something.
I go deeper into things, and you're not as deep as I am. So I'm as almost like a profiler going past what you're saying into the depths.
It's literally the most obvious thing in the world that that'll be his follow-up question. I wish I could. I gotta start writing them down. They're so insane. It's like you go, are you like a couple times I'm like, is this it? Now we're into mental, like it's starting, you know. He can no longer think of sentences or words or, yeah, literally. Like, I'm like, when you say stuff like that, I'm like, let's get this wheelchair out, you know.
Oh.
Time for the colostomy bag.
Oh, God, it would have filled up today. Whew.
Rich.
I don't do those kind of jokes.
You just did.
I take it back. I went yesterday. And I went kind of with a negative attitude, but it turned around. I went to physical therapy for the first time for my lower back.
Is it because of the way you sit? Is that what she said?
No. I have between my L4 and L5, those are your discs, right? There's a cushion. Well, that cushion is gone. So now the discs rub up against each other. It causes a herniation, sciatica. I already have a little, arthritis, a little arthritis.
This is going to help you. There.
I can't look at that the whole time.
You're not. You're going to look in there. You're going to either talk to me or talk to the camera.
You think you're like a teacher. See, your mom was a teacher, and that that's it. I figured it out. Mm-hmm. Bonnie's mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
So Bonnie thinks everything she does, she has to. She really needs a chalkboard behind her all the time. Because
I have you may be right. You may be onto something. I am married the eternal student, one who refuses to learn. It's like the greatest challenge of my life is to, you know, have someone.
I married.
This is Rich every time you call him. Hello?
You clear your voice.
You clear your voice?
Your throat.
You clear your throat, but you do it. Usually people.
Oh, teacher. Teacher, I'm sorry. Hello? I said voice instead of throat. She's.
Well, you don't clear your voice.
She's the aggravating teacher, but she's hot. So you go to class.
Oh, my own. Just, dolled up.
Just to look at her, but not listen. So that's what.
Hello? Why don't you go? Hello?
Everybody, you know.
If you don't cough, that's how I know if it's a scam. You know, they can take your voice and be like, oh, hey, it's Rich. I lost my phone. It's a new phone. Send me money. I'll be like, oh, okay. It's not you because I didn't hear it.
Well, now you just told them to do that.
Well, they do, if they do the cough.
So I go to physical therapy for the first time for my lower back. I go in there, the guy, hey, are you working? Da, da, da. Have you been? I'm like, oh, you know who I am? He goes, yeah, I used to coach your daughters in basketball. I mean, he was a nice guy. I knew. So he showed me some exercises, and I mean, I walked out of there in less pain than when I walked in.
That's good.
So I'll try it again. I have another appointment. I forgot when. I think next week. So I'll give it a shot. He did say, you know, try the cortisone, which I can't get cortisone unless I have an MRI. And the insurance company won't give you an MRI unless you go to physical therapy a couple times. I mean, insurance company, the orthopedic who I went to see for my back prescribed, they're basically icy hots, only maybe a little stronger that you put on your back. Well, the insurance company wouldn't pay for them until they got some kind of certain note from the doctor. If you bought them, they cost $50. But the insurance company was going through this and that. It would probably cost the insurance company more than $50 for the time spent that they spent on it to get a new script or whatever they had to get from the doctor. I just got a text from CVS that it's all cleared. I was ready to just let me pay the $50. You know,
this is a terrific story though. No, go ahead. I love it. I'm
sorry.
Well,
I'm talking about what the insurance companies, I'm sorry that I'm talking about what people relate to when they're dealing with insurance companies.
Okay. So those of you out there that are dealing with insurance companies right now, here is a story about icy hots. From our guest, Rich Voss. Now you had some problems with Icy Hots, right? You were paying them out of pocket, or you never did? You never paid for them out of pocket?
I bought Icy Hot. I bought Icy Hots, but these were prescription
these
Icy
Hots. These were prescription
Hot.
Ones. You never got the prescription ones till you had to go to the
orthopedic stupid.
Or the yeah, is it called? Is that the actual title? Orthopedic stupid. So you went to the orthopedic stupid.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that? Did you go to CVS or Walgreens and get the Icy Hots?
I go to CVS. I don't go to Walgreens.
Did you get? Okay, great. This is a very interesting update. Those of you who thought Rich might use Walgreens, he doesn't. He goes to CVS.
Yes. Okay. Easier to spell.
And he goes to CVS. You got the Icy Hots.
They just told me it's all cleared up. They didn't say when I went last time. Also, the doctor prescribed a muscle relaxer, which is basically ibuprofen. I only took one. I don't like anything that.
Oh boy, here we go.
I took one. I think when I flew, and I think it gave me a stomach ache or made me sleepy.
Oh boy. Okay. So those of you gonna take a muscle relaxant, it makes you sleepy.
Muscle relaxer, not relaxin.
It's not a relaxin. It's not high end and then like a
positive. You said relaxin.
A relaxant. A muscle relaxant.
No, a muscle relaxer.
Oh, it's called relaxer?
Yeah.
Are those two things different, do you think? You think one's better than the other?
He didn't prescribe a muscle relaxant. He prescribed a muscle relaxer.
And he certainly didn't prescribe a muscle relaxant or relaxant. Okay. So you get the muscle relaxant.
I only took
relaxer,
one.
Like it's like a hair product. You got the muscle relaxer and you thought, okay, I'm going to take this. Didn't help.
Only when I was flying.
Now you have.
When I flew to Las Vegas.
Well, thank you for adding Las Vegas.
Because that's a long flight.
That's a long flight.
It's a flight.
Yeah. So then you got the Icy Hots. Just yes or no answers from here on in, please. Did you get the Icy Hots?
They weren't Icy Hots. They were
prescription Icy Hots.
Yeah, lidocaine or something.
Did you get them?
Well, not yet. Today, I'm going to pick them up today.
Today, he's going to. So next podcast, stick around. This is why people keep coming back to our podcast, because they want to know, well, what happened with those prescription muscle relaxants?
They're not muscle relaxers. They're Icy Hots.
Icy Hots. But they're not Icy Hots either.
They're the better ones.
Okay.
10 in a pack, I think.
The pads to relax your back muscles.
That you have to help me put on.
We're going to have. I'd love to. And we're going to have to get back to you on if they work or not. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to our fans who have problems with their insurance, because I think this is going to be really relatable and helpful to them, that if you just do what they say, you'll get approved and then you'll get your prescription.
It's a pain in the ass. You leave the doctor's office.
If you have a pain in the ass, you're not going to put an Icy Hot on it. That's going to be something different.
You leave the doctor's office. The doctor says, I prescribed, I think they're called lidocaine or something, patches and muscle relaxer.
Did we not clear this up? There's more to this story?
Yes.
What's the other part of it?
Can I finish?
Yeah, let's speed it up though a little. Let's get to the good stuff.
So you leave there, he prescribes it. You get a text from CVS, you're thinking, you get to CVS, you got to drive there.
People know this, yeah.
You got to drive there and deal, take time
Unless
out
you
of your
live
day.
Next door, then you could walk, but in this case, he's driving, yes.
And you get there and there's only one prescription and you say, well, where's the patches? Oh, well, the insurance company didn't approve them. They have to get
I thought we did get approved.
Well, I'm saying what a hassle it is that they're putting you through all this for $50
prescription. You went once and they didn't have it ready.
I went twice. Then I went again.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Insurance companies, let's do better.
Yes, thank you.
Let's do better.
Thank you.
But he eventually did, third time's the charm.
No, I didn't go yet. I'm going today. Hopefully they're there.
Okay. He's going to go.
My back hurts now from sitting.
Right. No, and then mine from carrying us. But
Really?
You are so easy to get going. It's like you have no ability to laugh at yourself.
I'm laughing.
Okay. I don't know. Inside, I guess. inside. All right. Well.
Well.
Thanks so much.
Oh, really? Do you have any stories? I had a good insurance company story. People relate to it. They have to deal with it on a daily basis, and it's not easy. And sometimes I'm just talking about little patches from it. People
we
deal
can
with
stop
it.
Talking about it now.
People deal with it for medications that they need to live.
I think we made enough of a story out of it that it's fine. It's good. Do you want to talk a little bit about your room? I had an epiphany. Rich is decorating the sitting room.
Oh, it looks good.
It looks good. And he got some lights over the...
I got one light over the picture.
Over the biggest picture in the room.
Yeah, $70.
The light cost more than the picture.
That picture's worth about $400 or $500. Maybe more.
Do you see
the frame alone?
Do you see, though, no matter... I can get him... I mean, I just... It's like...
Oh, where'd you get those... Where'd you get those glasses? The dollar store?
No, they're not yours.
Oh, whoa. Rubber your glue. I fixed up the living room. I can't wait to have people over to sit in it.
Okay. Well, this is the thing that I find fascinating about Rich is that he's, and admittedly so, right? You're afraid of literally everything.
No.
You're scared that you're going to die. Any
I'm
minute,
not scared. I'm
no matter what happens, you're like, we got to fix that. We got to do that. We got to get that. We can't have that. You're afraid of death.
No, I'm not afraid of death.
It's not.
I'm precautious in life.
Because you're,
okay.
Because why?
Why?
Because you're afraid of death.
No.
You're not afraid of death?
No.
Could you? What?
Well, yeah. Everybody is.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of killing people. Either. Yeah. No, he's afraid of death.
Oh,
deathly,
my God. You're not
deathly
as old as
afraid
me.
Of death.
No,
deathly, that should
no.
be your next special. Deathly afraid of death. What? It's true. Just admit it. I don't understand.
I'm not afraid of death. I'm one, I've lived a healthy life for the last 37 years, and I want to keep living healthy. I read or I see people my age. I even play golf with certain people. And one guy yesterday was in his 57. He looked 70. So I want to stay looking youthful and young. That's why I work out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You do work
I
out
eat
a lot.
Right. I yeah. eat semi right. Pretty good. I eat pretty good. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I try to do what I can so I can be on this earth as long as I can to carry the message and make people happy. That's all. You
right.
know,
so
you don't even go to the doctor and get, you don't even get mammograms. These are things in like colonoscopy. Have you
I
ever
have
had?
It. I have my own theories about.
Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
The medical industry, and I believe if you go in there looking for cancer, they'll find it.
No, so, you don't go looking for. First
people
of all,
people do. They go looking for
colon cancer and prostate cancer is preventable. So many people pass away, sadly,
well,
from colon and prostate.
From it, I pass away from it. But
you're not going to get prostate cancer because girls don't have prostates.
No, there's something I got to tell you. But
oh, whoa! Look at that quick comeback. There's something I got to tell you.
He's listen to me right now. He's afraid of death.
No.
It's. Can I please get to this point?
Okay.
He is afraid of death. Everyone knows that. You could see it in him. He's scared of life. And thus,
I'm scared of life now or afraid of death?
Well, when people are scared
I
of
live
death,
life.
They're actually afraid of life.
That's not true. I live life on life's terms.
What the
My
fuck
arm
does
is
that
chased.
Even mean?
I do what I have to do every day to keep the wheel turning, and that's life. And then I do extra stuff.
Wait, is that one of your sayings from
no.
the...
No, it's not a saying.
Live life on life's terms? That sounds like one of those things yeah. that it's like, what a fucking jerk-off statement. I mean, live life on life's terms?
Yes, that's life's terms, yeah.
What are life's terms?
Whatever comes your way.
It makes no sense.
Okay, to you it doesn't.
It actually...
You're like the audience member goes, you're not funny. Well, to you. To you, it makes no sense. But living life on life's terms makes a lot of sense.
Living life... I'm not the smartest person in the world, but...
Well, we know
living...
that.
Living...
Life on life's terms.
We know that from Trivia Night, but It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay,
explain it to me then. If it's...
whatever comes along, you have to deal with it or live it. That's life's terms. There's no.
You could ignore it.
No,
you
no.
don't have to live life on.
Oh, really?
Terms.
If you have an if you have an infection in your foot and ignore it, it'll get worse and it'll run up your body and you can get your foot amputated.
No, I've ignored stuff before and it's gone away.
All right. What was
I'm
your?
I'm just
point?
Saying, living life on life's terms. That seems like one of those things where it's like, you gotta have air to live. Hey, if you're going to breathe, you got to inhale.
No.
It makes no sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
No, it makes so much sense that it makes no sense. It's okay. Basically like, well, it's so obvious.
Live life on life's terms. Yes. Because some people don't want to live life on life's terms.
What do they
and they
live
escape.
Life on?
They escape and they drink and do drugs and they're not living.
But what
they're
if
escaping.
You escape by like, sewing or golfing,
but you're still living life on life terms because when
you're
sewing,
if you're smoking weed, you're still living
no.
life on life
if
terms.
if you're sewing or doing whatever, okay, and then all of a sudden, oh my god, I got to go mail this letter, that's living life on life's terms. Okay, that's part of life. But if you're fucking just drunk and high every day, you're not doing any of it, you're not living life on life's terms. You're
wow.
escaping
powerful
it. You're
stuff.
Escaping it.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's day. Powerful and it's real. And if you don't agree with it, just look deep and feel.
It's not that I don't agree with it. It's a stupid thing to say.
It's not a.
Because it doesn't resonate in any way
yes, it does.
About anything. It just means like if you have a letter, you have to go mail it.
I was using that as an example.
I know. I'm using it as an example also.
You know, living life on life's terms. So what were you saying next? Go ahead, move on about scared of dying.
I can't move on. I got to live life on life's terms. And life's terms are you for me right now.
Yeah, and life's terms are you. That's life's terms. I live.
Well, I don't have to live life on life's terms. I could divorce you.
Okay, you're right. You could. You still have to deal with me.
If I didn't want to go to the post office, I could just not go to the post office.
All right, and then maybe your water gets cut off or your electricity
then
gets cut off.
Then I guess I'll move out. I mean, you see how
it's basically being responsible in life, living life on life's terms. I'm not going to say it again.
You don't have to because it's so stupid.
You're stupid. I'm telling you, you're.
You live life on
my
sayings you find on like coffee mugs, you know? It's like. Well, that's your, I'm going to start a cult where it's like the coffee mug cult. And we just like find coffee mugs that have sayings and then we like believe them, you know, hard work makes money. I don't know. Is that one of them? What's another one of your sayings? Oh, you're just, are you too mad?
I'm not mad.
Why don't you live life on life's terms?
Why do you ever get like your muscles start shaking like that?
That means you're trying not to hit somebody. See, you're not living life on life's terms. You're controlling yourself. You're looking inward.
Finish what you were saying about me.
So he's afraid to die.
No.
And yet.
I don't want to
die. In our
die.
House, he's built a funeral parlor. Where we may do an open casket. I don't know. We haven't decided. It depends how you die. But he's living life on life's terms. He's getting his own funeral ready. Do you have the guest list yet or no, not yet?
You don't have a guest list.
What if I die first? Are you going to show me in that room?
No. Well, that's where I'm going to throw the party.
Oh my God. Are you going to get a china set? I guess you're going to have to get some like... cups that match that room, you know.
I like to get a tea cart.
Get one. You can get whatever you want for that room.
The room looks great. I hate to break the news to you. Everything looks great.
What did I say?
What?
What did I say?
I don't know what you said. You said
get whatever you want. The room looks great. That room looks great.
You never said it looks great. You said get whatever you want.
Do I always say it looks great when I walk by? It's looking good.
Yeah.
Do I always say get whatever you want for that room?
Yeah.
Do I encourage you to get things for that room?
Yeah, you want me to get more.
Yeah, it's because right now it looks like a funeral home. Like you got to give more personality. You need it more maximalist.
I just noticed your fingernails. Are you in high school?
Whatever, I was a mistake.
Why'd you do that? Sparkly nails? Let me see.
Because I got the acrylics taken off, and then I thought this would be like a fun thing, but I didn't know it was going to be that sparkly.
Oh. Well, live life.
Live life on life's terms. I looked at those sparklies. I said, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. And I said, you know what? No. Live life on life's terms.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about here?
Live life on life's terms. Living life. I'm just over here living life on life's terms. I wish I could sing a country song.
So do I.
Give me how does country songs go? Oh, I'm living life on life's terms. No, that's not good. Living life on life's terms. Sometimes you're living life and not on life's terms. Then what are you doing if you're not living life on life's terms?
You're making fun of it.
You're just like daydreaming. Don't daydream. That's what that saying is saying. Don't daydream. Don't hope for a better life. Just live life on life's. Accept it.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
First of all, that's not true.
Well, what does it mean? You haven't told us what it means.
I told you what it meant 1,000 times.
If you have to go to the post office, go to the post office. Okay, that's our message here today. If you need to go to CVS, go to CVS. And if you need to go to the post office, go to the post office. And we thank you so much. And I don't know what you're getting out of it. I don't know what we're getting out of it.
I tell you, I guarantee more people agree with me than you.
But we're living life on life.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Again with the agreeing. Who cares about the agreeing?
Well, what do you
do? It's what is in your head. If you think it's right, think it's right.
I know it's right. I
then who
said
cares?
It. I care because you're making...
Oh, because I'm making fun of you? Aren't you a comedian?
Not. I'm doing a podcast and we're talking medical issues and different...
We're talking medical issues!
Yeah, with CVS and insurance and...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, good thing we had an expert here today to lead us down the right path with our insurance, which basically he just kept going back until they had it. So that's a message for you, and he's living life on life's terms, and I hope you get something out of this.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts or final whatever?
Final thought?
No, it's not your final thought. I don't care. I don't care, to tell you the truth. I don't care.
My final thought is,
let's go.
I'd like a closed casket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
If I die first, please.
Yeah, because you won't be dolled up.
Oh, you'll have probably messed up my face.
Oh, really? I'm
those
violent?
Those rings. I'm sure, look at it. Your arm is shaking. You're getting that.
It's called a muscle spasm from working out.
Well, do you think you need a muscle relaxer?
No. Anyhow.
Anyhow,
if Bonnie ever says, hey, let's go to trivia night.
That was fun.
It was fun.
The food was terrific.
It was what?
Not good.
No.
I ordered a Greek salad, which was tomato and onion in a salt brine, basically. Okay.
They had a vegetarian dish, if you would have looked.
I know, but I was like doing so many things I didn't have time.
You weren't doing anything.
I was up and down and trying to explain how the game worked and stuff.
You didn't even want to play. You wanted to go there. And you know, I get
involved.
I
thought you were going to get like an electronic thing that you just put in the numbers.
Oh, welcome to the new day and age of fucking trivia. Okay, that's
where
cool.
They go back to paper.
Yeah. Electronic thing, then it's got to go through TVs.
That's what I thought it was.
Well, you did no research.
I didn't. Well, I did research when I got there. I lived life on life's terms.
Yeah, living life. I might get that tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Along with...
And I, right underneath, just in parentheses, I hate my wife.
No, I'm going to get It's Been No Bed of Roses.
Why would you put that on? Why do you love that you had a hard life? Like,
I don't love
why
it.
Does
it.
Why is it such a romance?
Because
I went to Montreal. Oh, should we go? I forgot. This is like a big story. I went to Montreal. I drove all the way to Montreal.
Montreal.
To visit with my sisters. We had a weekend in Montreal. It was really fun. But my sister likes to talk about the past and how hard it was.
Yeah.
And I don't like to do that. Because I think it's like, why? We had a really good childhood, even though it was hard. And a lot, we got through everything bad that happened to us. It should be like an empowering thing, not a like.
Everybody doesn't see.
What, no bed of roses. Like, who wants to tattoo that? You should be like, I overcame it all. Like, that should be the tattoo. I'm still standing.
Oh, maybe I'll get that one. I like that.
But, I mean, that's stupid too, but I'm just saying it's better than it ain't no bed of roses. It's like, why would you want to have a negative thing on
it's
your
negative.
Neck?
It's not negative. It's not negative. I didn't say my neck.
Well,
I would never do it on my neck.
But it's...
I might get a neck tattoo.
It is negative.
You don't like neck
tattoo. Get it. Get whatever you want. I'm over micromanaging you in your life. You're allowed to do whatever, ever you want.
That is the biggest lie on the planet. Micromanaging. You're the micro pro manager.
What? Why? What did I do? What have I micromanaged?
Whatever. It doesn't. I don't want to argue with you. I think you're doing a great job.
Because you don't have anything. It's not true.
This Saturday, I'll be at the Holiday Inn in Scranton. Then I have Uncle Vinny's.
The Connecticut Club Comics. Can you? What's that called?
Comics at Mohegan Sun.
Comics at Mohegan Sun. Everybody.
When?
So, the last weekend of the month. should I look?
Oh, I'll be in Philadelphia at the Punchline. That's like the 28th and 29th.
Yeah, 26th, 27th, and 28th. I'll be at the Mohegan Sun.
Are you taking Raina?
No.
I'm in Philly that weekend. Ay, ay, ay. I have to stay over Thursday night because I have to do radio Friday morning.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
The Punchline coming up. Uncle Vinny's coming up this weekend, Saturday, Scranton.
Check his website for more dates and watch his special on YouTube. It's called
A Half an Hour.
A Half an Hour with Rich Voss.
Yes.
That's very funny. You should watch it. Thank you. My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.